Hey, this is Kelly Henderson. Thank you for checking out the Bobby Bones Show podcast. I wanted to share an episode with you guys of my podcast called Velvet's Edge with Kelly Henderson. Velvet's Edge is a podcast that explores inner and outer beauty and is based on my lifestyle website, velvetsedge.com. I love exploring these topics with some of my friends in the music industry, which are relationships that I've made over the past 15 years of being a hair, makeup artist, and stylist here in Nashville. I recently sat down with Brittany and Jason Aldean. They gave me some very honest answers about their love story and how the unconventional way that they got together has actually made them stronger as a couple. Brittany also gives her top baby delivery tips and tells how being a mother has really changed her. If you like this episode, I would love for you guys to come and check out more episodes. Just subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's my episode of Velvet's Edge with Kelly Henderson with Brittany and Jason Aldean.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise. This is like two for the price of one.
I know. We kind of do everything together.
Yeah.
So. I'm just along for the ride.
I guess we have three because we have a little Navy here too.
Yeah. Join us.
I might have to check out here if she starts getting loud, but right now she's cool. So,
so good. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about whenever I first started thinking about doing a podcast with you was just how wrong I had you when I first met you, you know, and we've talked about that a little bit. And I was thinking about this probably because of the way you guys got together. It was like a little unconventional, but now that I like see this is years later and it's so cool to me. Like you said, you do everything together, but you guys truly are really in love.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we really do. This morning we were talking. It's just like, we really are like best friends and do everything together. And, you know, and I mean, I get how people probably took that up at the beginning, you know,
100%.
And, probably wasn't the best look for either one of us, but you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we knew there was something, something that was pretty undeniable there. And, I don't know, it's been, you know, like, I think we both kind of probably hated the way it started, but you know, at the end of the day, like I wouldn't change the outcome of it at all.
Yeah. That's the hard thing. You're like, man, I would change so many things, but then would I, because what if it didn't turn out the way,
like, would
it
you
has?
Be where you are?
Exactly. Right. So obviously I, you know, I mean, both of us feel this way, but we would have done things completely differently. However, we're very happy that the outcome is what it is.
Right.
And now we have these two beautiful babies and we're,
she's like, what's up?
She agrees.
Yeah. We are sincerely best friends. And I don't know. It's one of those things where we actually talked about this last week. Like, I wish everybody could experience a love this, like this, because we love each other so much that it makes me sad for people who are, you know, maybe in a situation where they don't feel that way, or maybe they just haven't met that person yet or whatever. And I just want this love for everybody.
I actually don't think a lot of people do, you know. Do you think that y'all got closer though because you had to only rely on each other?
I do. 100%. You know, I mean, I think when we first, you know, started dating and things like that, it was just, you know, everybody just kind of, you know, saw or heard whatever they thought was the deal, you know. At that point, like, there's no sense in going out and trying to defend anything, or, you know, because I mean, I think, you know, we knew that it was like, man, that's, you know, it's just not a good look for, you know, for either one of us really. But like I said, I mean, it's pretty undeniable. And I think for us, it's just like, we really did kind of only have each other, you know. Going through stuff like that, I mean, you lose a lot of friends and you lose,
did you
know,
really?
Yeah, we both did.
Yeah,
really?
For sure.
Yeah,
and tons. People are just not, you
quote
know,
unquote
some
friends.
Some people,
well,
are,
right. Exactly.
Some people are cool, and you know, a lot of people aren't. And you know, you just kind of start to weed those people out a little bit.
Right.
And you know, we just kind of found ourselves just hanging out with each other, you know, and doing things, and kind of surrounding ourselves with people that, you know, that we enjoyed hanging out with, that we didn't feel like were judging, you know, judged us because of things like that we had done, or you know, how we got together or whatever. But, you know, and I definitely think it made us a lot tighter, and probably why now we still, you know, pretty much everything we do, we like to do stuff together.
I mean, yeah.
She went on a girls trip not too long ago, and she's like, I really want you to come on my girls trip, but all my girls are going to be mad that they're
there's,
you know,
a guy
their
here.
Man can't come, you know.
Totally defeats the purpose.
But it's literally how it is, you know, and it's, you know, I love it. I think people, you know, I think sometimes people are in a relationship and, you know, they love the person, but I think that's mm-hmm. that's different than being like
in love.
Truly like in love with somebody
and best friends, who you feel like you is said.
Your best friend, soulmate, person that you were meant to be with. And you know, and I feel like, I mean, not to sound like a Hallmark card here, but I mean, I feel like you know, I feel like that's kind of what we found in each other. And, you know, it was really kind of an eye-opening thing for both of us, even though nobody else kind of knew, you know, how to take it at the time. We always knew.
You knew.
Yeah, we knew immediately, yep. You know, and that's kind of why it went down the way it did.
Why? What did you know immediately? What did you feel?
Well, I was always the kind of person, I feel like a lot of girls may be like this, where, you know, I did what I wanted. And yeah. If the man didn't follow suit, then bye.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, it's my world, you kind of live in it. And
yeah.
I was a little bit of a brat and just like in that selfish stage in life. And then
you're also really young too.
I was young. I was like 25.
Oh, wow. You were really?
I met her when she was 25.
What? I didn't know that.
Now. It's been 7 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, over seven. Yeah.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. But I was just young, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, I did what I wanted, and if the guy wasn't really down with what I wanted to do, then okay,
I'll you're just out.
Next, mm-hmm. You know, like
thank you
I'll
next.
Just move on. It's fine. Yeah. And then I meet him, and I'm like, this is the worst situation ever.
Yeah.
Steer the heck clear.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I find myself like crying over this man, and I'm going, okay, what the heck? I do not cry over guys.
Yeah.
This is so stupid. You know, and I tried to deny it for so long, and then obviously crap hit the fan with us, and it was even, you know, I was like, why am I even upset? You should just so move on. But it was just like this internal thing of, I don't know.
You just couldn't let go.
I couldn't. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, we broke up a couple times too. People don't know that. We got together and then we ended up breaking up a couple times. And
just at the beginning?
Well, just I think in the beginning, and I think just because it was, you know, there was so much kind of going on with the beginning of our relationship, and just it's like you're almost like in a lot of cases you're kind of doing things not necessarily maybe that you want to do, but more because you feel like it's
right,
it's what people kind of expect you to do, you know,
right.
And it was just kind of one of those things that in the beginning it was tough, you know. I mean, it's always tough, I think, for people when they're coming out of a relationship anyway and getting into a new relationship.
Yeah.
That's always tough in itself. And then on top of that, you add just all the other stuff that went on, and it was a little crazy. Plus it was long distance. She was,
where were you, Britt?
I was in LA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the time I lived in LA.
Okay.
And he was obviously in Nashville. So yeah, it was just tough.
That's then, so much
yeah.
like, and just timing is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just a lot of those kind of things that were going on. And, you know, ultimately it was like, you know, somehow we would find a way to like get back in touch and check on each other. And then that would lead to, you know, us sort of talking again. And it was, you know, it was never, anytime we broke up, it was never for very long or you know, I don't
not
know
really
if I would
real.
Use the term broke up, but it was more of
you
like
had
a,
everything against you though.
What did you? Yeah,
as far
both
as, like,
of y'all.
People were awful. You know, like his career was a little bit on the line. It was like, hey, you know, whatever you do, don't talk to this person.
Right.
And then it's like, well, crap.
Yeah.
That's who I want to talk to, you know, or whatever. So it was just one of those, like, y'all
was,
shouldn't be together, but we wanted to.
It was just a weird time. You know, mm-hmm. Kind of starting a relationship that was just, you know, I don't know, just had every reason to fail. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And I think everybody kind of expected that. Oh, this is just sort of a, you know, this is going to be like a flash in the pan kind of thing. You
right.
know, just all that stuff. And, you know, we kind of knew better. And it just, I don't know. It was just it was a tough way to start a relationship. So we definitely went through some ups and downs in the beginning. And, you know, and again, man, I think going through that stuff kind of just made us tighter and, mm. You know, I mean, I say all the time now, people can throw whatever they want at us. Like, there is
y'all
nothing.
Are good.
There is
yeah,
nothing
right.
you can throw
you.
At us that's, you know, that we haven't seen at this point.
So, what was the moment that you were like, all right, we're doing this? Like, you really just decided to lean in. Do you remember?
I don't know.
Or was it just over time? It kind of just was so natural. Y'all couldn't get away from each other.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously had things on his end to handle.
Yes.
Which he did. And then I think it was just like, all right, let's give it a try, you know,
yeah.
and see how it, worked, and we went in a little blind. I mean, there was no guarantee, obviously, that we were going to be together. I mean, I could have left a weekend, and he could have done the same, and it was just like, let's just take the gamble, you know? And
yeah, I think at some point it was just like, all right, you know, this is not going to be easy, you know, and you know, we knew we were going to kind of go through some, you know, some judgmental things from people. And oh yeah, for
still
sure.
Do. It's been 7 years
still.
Oh
yeah. So, but I think at some point we kind of just, you know, told each other like, this is, you know, we knew what we were in store for at that point. Yeah. And it's like, you know, but I don't know. I just feel like if you want to be with somebody and like, you're worried about, you know, people not listening to your music because, you know, you're with this person, like, to me, that's ridiculous. So, yeah. And you know, and I was just like, man, it's my personal happiness to me is worth, you know, way more than money or whatever, you know, it's like, 'cause you can have all the money in the world, but if you're not truly happy, like, what do you really have?
What,
you
know? A miserable existence, right? Though, right?
So, like, I think for me anyway, it was just kind of a point of like, you know, I just kind of got to a point where I didn't really care what people thought about decisions I made in my personal life. It's like, if you're a fan of my music, cool. And if you're not, that's fine too. But I'm going to be happy when I'm off stage, because I'm off stage more than I'm on stage, you know? And that was kind of the point for me where I decided to like go full throttle and like just see what happened, you know?
I remember that was kind of what happened for me. 'Cause like I said, I didn't know what to think about Britt when she came. I had known Jason longer, and I had gone through my own personal stuff at that point, and I hate that I did that, but I did do it, and I've told you about that.
Yeah.
But for me, the biggest thing has been over the years just truly seeing how you guys are together, and it just speaks for itself. I don't think you have to explain it, you know?
And you know, I never fault people for feeling a certain way in the beginning of it all, by any means, because if it were my friend, or if I was an outsider looking in, I'd be going, this is not okay. This isn't cool.
Well, just like, who's this girl? You know,
right. Kind of like,
which it's not my place to say, but you just think it.
Well, you know, to a situation.
Yeah. I've been listening for far.
Okay.
Maybe feed her, babe, or something.
She just wants to talk to you.
She just wants to talk. But no, I completely get it. I mean, I say that still to this day, is, you know, if I was looking in from the outside, I would probably have my own opinions on it, and they wouldn't be good. Mm-hmm. I get it. But you know, until you're in a position like this, it's kind of hard to judge it, because you just don't really know.
Totally.
So,
well, I don't think either one of us ever thought, like, you know, like, I never thought I would jump into a relationship like that and be in the situation that I was in.
Right.
You don't,
it's not easy.
You don't plan it out. It's not something that you just, you know, it's sort of the path you want for yourself.
Right.
I mean, you know, it just happens. And when things like that happen, you know, it's unfortunate. There's no easy way to kind of break that news or for it to come out, you know? And, I don't know. It's just not what I would have planned out for myself or her or anybody. So, I mean, I definitely get, you know, why we got some of the backlash we got. And I mean, I don't really understand why we still get it so much, just because,
like,
it's been
7 years later.
Like, at this point, I'm just kind of like, get over it. But, you know, I can definitely understand the initial backlash and people feeling the way they did about it. And, you know, like she said, I mean, we would probably be the same way. Or if I saw somebody, I'd be like, man, it happened to my friend. I'd be like, yeah, I get it, you know. But, you know, it wasn't planned out, you know, it just kind of happened the way it did. And not that that's an excuse or whatever, but it's just the truth.
You just can't help who you love. No. I think it's that easy.
No.
Let's talk about more positive things, because now you guys have been together for 7 years and we have Navy just crawling all over Jason right now.
Daddy's girl.
Yeah. So it's you have two kids.
Yeah.
Well, you have four total.
Yeah.
But two under what?
Two under two.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know why I love you is because right before we started this, you were telling me about having a baby.
Yeah.
You're just shoot it straight. Like, straight up. I was listening to Bruno Mars when she came out.
Yeah.
Okay, why? You have to tell the people, educate the people who haven't had babies.
So, basically, like, there's a lot of things during labor that people don't say.
Yeah.
You know, it seems scary and whatnot, but the things that I feel like you should actually worry about are, like, You don't think about it being super silent in the room.
I would have never thought about that.
No, and you know, my husband being right there and doctors and nurses.
It's not like the sexiest look.
Yeah, I'm like, and I made him stay up.
Yeah.
By my face. I was like, don't you dare. Even the doctor's like, it's such a beautiful thing. Look. I'm like, don't you put the fear of God in him before. Like, don't you dare look down there. Yeah. Please. And for some people, that's cool. Just for me, no, I'd rather, you know, him not see that. So I had a playlist going.
What was on this playlist?
Oh, Beyonce, for sure.
Of course.
She just motivates me. Hits. Beyonce is greatest.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense to me. It's like most powerful.
She gets me motivated and anything that's like makes you want to push.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like a workout mix because you really are.
So you said Navy came out in 2 songs?
Yeah. Gosh, it came out in
eight minutes.
I know.
2 songs and an intro, I think it was. Yeah.
But she came out to Bruno Mars. I'll never forget it.
I feel like that's why she's always going to have a good attitude because Bruno Mars is so happy.
Yeah. And I didn't have all that during... Memphis took 29 minutes, but he was also 9.5 pounds.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. But then she was 7'12". That's why she came out so quick. Probably she just...
Yeah, she's so little. I mean, she is the cutest. So her demeanor, you said, is just super chill.
She's
and
so chill and happy and she's...
Look
just
at her smiling the
she's
second you say that.
Big old dimple. She's precious. And I don't know if it's, you know, the difference in a girl and a boy, but Memphis is off the walls.
Yeah.
He is crazy, man, into everything. So much energy from the second he gets up. I mean, he's just running crazy. And then she's just chill. She'll just sit in a seat and watch him play with like a little something. I mean, she's just easy. The difference in them two is it's insane. And I don't know if that's typical, but for them, yeah, that's how it is.
Did you always know you wanted to have kids?
No. I mean, really? I thought... I did, but then I also, my personality was kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be with someone that long. Like I get a little bored.
Oh,
marriage, I just didn't know.
You're like, maybe not for me.
I was like, I don't know. Cause you know, it's kind of hard, especially at 25 before I met him. I didn't know anybody that I would want to have children with, I guess. Maybe I should put it that way. And then it made more sense when I met Jace that I did want them because I wanted to share that experience with somebody that I loved. And so yeah, eventually I knew I wanted children, and then as soon as I made that decision, it was all I thought about.
Really?
It just consumed me, and we started the in vitro process and everything, and it consumed, I mean, it's all I talked about. It was really annoying for him probably, but you know, like my life was filled shots and appointments and failed attempts and hoping and waiting and it not happening and the roller coaster of emotions and everything, and it just consumed me for about a year and a half probably.
So that was with Memphis, right? Because I actually remember we were at the ACMs one year and you were doing shots and like it was intense.
It is.
We talked about this before too, but I'm on hormones for the egg freezing and I was just telling you, like, I literally just started crying yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah. I thought Jason was always like, oh great, you're going to be a nut job, you know? Yeah. And I actually...
Did you want to chime in on that, Jason?
I don't feel like...
Was she?
I plead the fifth.
Whatever.
It's... I mean, I'll say this, man. You know, women who go through, you know, the IVF process, I mean, I have a whole new respect for that just because, I mean, I saw what she went through every night and just getting ready and then you know... You go through all this stuff and then it fails,
it
you know,
work,
and then it's like months of that. And then it's like a whole another month of getting ready to go. And then it fails again. And, you know, it's heartbreaking, man. It's like, you know, it just kind of emotionally took a toll on her and you know, just, I don't know. It was just really tough to watch. And then, you know, it was like finally when she got pregnant with Memphis, it was such a, I don't know, it just made it that much better, you know. It's just like, cause you had gone through a little bit of that heartache with trying to get pregnant. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like every time I was like, no, no, no. And then all of a sudden she was, and then you're like scared that, you know, something's going to get messed up. And so it, you know, until it reaches a certain point,
like jump.
Like, I mean, during the pregnancy?
Yeah, I was so nervous. I was like, okay, it took me so long to get pregnant with him. What if something were to happen? And then your mind just goes crazy places. Like, you know, until you're out of the first trimester, you know, you worry to death. And I still worry, just, you know, normal mom things. I feel like it started then and it probably will never end, but
yeah,
you know, it was a hard process. And then we decided to try for Navy so immediately after because we didn't know how long it was going to take because it took so long to get pregnant with him.
Right.
You know, so we started, he was about 4 months old.
Really?
Yeah. And then I got pregnant.
Like you got pregnant fast, right?
Yeah. Because I ended up having endometriosis during the whole process. Oh, you
did? And had no idea. How painful was that?
It was very painful. Very. It was awful.
So did you just think pregnancy was terrible?
Pregnancy with him was great. I had a great one with him. I always said this during the time I wasn't nauseous really. I could have run a marathon, basically. I mean, I was massive. I had 40 extra pounds just on my stomach. I mean, it was very uncomfortable. But her pregnancy, I was sick for almost 20 weeks.
Oh,
I
mean, growing up. Like puking?
It bad. Yeah. So the pregnancies were so different.
Yeah.
You know, and I had horrible skin. I just did not feel, you know, that glow. That didn't happen for
not
me.
Not so much.
No.
The people who are always like, I loved being pregnant. I'm like, how? How did you
They love being
that?
Pregnant in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Like, because that's when you're sick.
Well, I mean, like, before you get like really big, you know, because the last.
I feel like once you have a little bit of a belly, I feel like 6 months, 7 months.
That's like the sweet spot.
It's cute still.
You can 6, 7 months, and then 8 months is like
get this thing out of me.
Nine, and then you're pushing 10.
I've never seen somebody that was excited to be pregnant at 8 or 9 months.
No,
ever.
Yeah.
You included.
I was ready. It just is not comfortable.
And no.
Yeah. And I had like, she was sitting on a nerve. So my back pain was bad. I mean, it was just all
You're just uncomfortable all the time.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is. Because like you feel the baby and everything. And it's such a blessing. And obviously after trying for so long, it's so beautiful. And I would do it more. I would do it again.
Jason, but I'm out. I'm out of the game. This is off the market.
He's like your next
this
husband.
This is off the market.
This is not fair.
Oh man. Nope.
Shop's closed.
How do you feel like being a mom has changed you?
I'm way more selfless.
Okay.
You know, because I feel like your days, obviously, when it's just you or you and your
You have so much
man,
time. That's what everyone time, always tells me. Yeah.
What do you want to do today? You want to go to lunch? You want to go to the mall? You want to ride around? You want to whatever. I don't know. It just is not about you anymore. I mean,
ever.
No.
Yeah.
Which it's great though.
What do you mean it's great?
Like I look so, they're the highlight of my day.
Yeah.
When Memphis, for instance, when he wakes up from a nap, I mean, I'm like counting down the minutes, like I'll go get him. Everybody's like trying to, you know, beat the other person to the room to get the baby.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, it's like when they're not at the house too, you know, it's just like, my Memphis's favorite person in the world is probably my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So his pawpaw and he, so my dad will take him sometimes. He'll go spend the night with my dad. And man, it's so weird when he's not at the house. It's so quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you're just like, man, this is so weird.
Like twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah. It's so weird when he's not there.
Great. What do you want to do? You want to watch a movie? You want to, and then it's dead silent. You're like, well, this is boring.
And the next day we're like, all right, let's go get him. It's like,
come pick him up. So, early.
Are you still going on the road as much as you were, Britt? No. So now with the two little ones.
Pregnant, I was so sick with her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you have babies, there's a huge difference in having their stuff at the house and having them in their crib versus having them in their crib on the bus, which is a bunk.
Right.
You know, when you hit a pothole and then I'm like, oh my gosh, did they wake up? Or, you know, it's loud or
there's a lot going on the road.
And then sometimes we're so close to the bus is so close to the venue that if it's say an amphitheater, the music's outdoors. So you can hear it through the bus. And so then I'm like, they're not going to sleep well.
Right.
I mean, there's just so much going on that a lot of people make it work and we do it or I'll go out with them a few times a year, but it's tough.
Yeah. It's different. I mean, she was out pretty much all the time before.
I feel like you were out all the time at the beginning.
Yeah. It's just tough. I mean, and you know, them Memphis, especially cause he's running around, you know, so you stick him on a bus all day for 3 or 4 days. I mean, he's starting to go a little stir crazy. So it's just, you know, she still comes out like whenever she can, but not as much as she was a couple years ago before he was born.
No. Yeah.
It's just too much.
And Jason had two kids before. So how often do you guys have them?
Every other week.
Yeah, every other week we get them. We actually just had them this past weekend. And, you know, so, and it's it's been a cool dynamic. The fact that Keely's the oldest, she's 16 and Kendall's 12. And so, you know, they come over to the house and, you know, at this point they're kind of like built in babysitters. They help out so a much. Ton with the little ones and, you know, they love them to death too. So it's been cool, you know, cause those are the kind of things that could go either way. You know, there could be a lot of jealousy there. It could be whatever. And they really are really sweet kids and love seeing the babies.
Yeah, they look very forward. You can tell when they come in.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
Hey guys, where's the babies? I mean, immediately.
So it's been really cool to kind of watch that happen and see that there's not that sort of weird
divide,
you know, divide between them. And it's, you know, it's cool when they help and Memphis, I mean, he, as soon as they come in, I mean, he lights up and, you know, that probably his second and third favorite people is his older sisters. Yeah. So, but it's been cool to see it.
So what is that process like? I'm also dating someone now with kids and we haven't gone through the like introduction yet. Tough. It's hard, right?
It's tough. It's not an ideal situation, I guess.
Right.
Like, obviously that wasn't on my checklist for things I wanted in someone, but you know, you make the best of like what it is. And he actually gave me great advice in the beginning because it was really tough. And especially being 25,
right.
And what one being seven, one being 11, you're like, God. What do you do? I mean, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I've never had children. And all of a sudden they're like grown children. I don't know what to do. And he just said, you know, you have the opportunity to really impact their life and be such a positive influence in these girls' lives. And it's true. And I kind of had to take it that way and say, you know, I'm not their mom. I
never going to be their mom.
No, I do not try.
Right.
I just try to be there for them as a, you know, parental figure, I guess, but also a friend in a sense. And like, I just want them happy at the end of the day. I mean, I just provide everything that they need and, you know, nice and to them. And
I told her when we started dating too, you know, I was like, I mean, that was, you know, I don't have many deal breakers, but that was one. I was like,
of course,
you know, this is a package deal.
Right.
They kind of come along with this deal 100%. And, you know, and to her credit, it's like for somebody that had never been in that situation or, you know, whatever. I mean, I think she was getting into it, not really knowing what she was getting into, but it kind of didn't matter. And, you know, we wanted to be together and it was like, if you love them, I'm going to love them. And, you know, and it was really, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely, I think, took some getting used to for her, just the fact of like this whole new dynamic to her life.
Right.
But, you know, going from basically being a stepmom to two kids to not worrying about anybody but yourself, really.
Right.
So now all of a sudden, you know, being a step parent to two kids and
you're not the priority. Like that's a weird, I think that's so weird. When you start dating someone, you're so focused on each other and like immediately you realize like, oh my God, I'm never going to be number one.
No,
you never start that way.
And it's hard coming from single life or like being with somebody who's around your age who has the same, you know, like kind of deal that you have, who obviously for the most part doesn't have children. I mean, I never dated anyone with children. So going from those kind of relationships to a relationship with someone who did, it was just, it was hard because once again, you had to be very selfless and realize, you know, well, you know, Sunday through Wednesday, we've got the girls. So they have school and they have all these things. And you're like,
Oh God.
Okay.
Yeah. Stuff you've never had to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you take one to school while I take the other or make them breakfast and get up and you're like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You're really
they got,
into
you know,
it.
Ball games that they're playing in and go see them play. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's a lot. And it was stuff that, you know, I was kind of used to doing already, but she hadn't really done that yet.
Right.
So it
the
was,
most I had was an aunt. Like I had dogs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which is something. I mean,
it's some
yeah.
sort of responsibility.
I don't even
it's
have
something,
a dog.
But it's not. It's something, but it. And she kept saying, you know, that's what she kind of compared everything to. And I'm like, it is.
You're like, it's not a dog.
I see where you're coming from, but it is nothing alike. It's
in my
not
defense,
even close.
I love my bulldog so much. He was my. The
he was
love
your
of
baby.
My life. I got him at 19 when I was 19. So he had been through all the moves with me and so much stuff in my life. And I'm like, you know, I don't know what having a child is like, but if it, I love the child half as much as I love my bulldog, then I'm good. And Jason's like, that's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. I'm like, well, that's the only love I know.
Right.
As far as,
well, and if people understand, like, Brittany loves animals. You love animals. I mean,
so I need therapy. Yeah.
It's fine. Yes, 100%.
I loved what you posted on Instagram the other day, Jason, about, it was some meme of like,
oh, the deer meme.
Yes. What did it say?
Somebody had put out it's, you know, it's hunting season right now for deer, and somebody put out some corn for the for the deer, and somebody had spelled out with the corn that said it's a trap.
Yeah,
so like, go the other way. Basically wanted the deer to, you know, like, not eat it. And I'm like, this is exactly what she would do.
So Brit.
I took her out there.
Yep. I know, I like to sabotage a little bit.
I went hunting
one time, and she sprayed her Chanel perfume all over my hunting clothes.
So the deer would smell you?
Yes.
Wow. That is like intense sabotage.
She's the worst.
Yes, I don't. I never thought I would be with a hunter. Yeah. Ever in a million, you couldn't have paid me. Like, there's no way. And then I, of course, end up with one. So
it's literally like you just cannot predict mm-mm. who you're going to be with or what that's going to look like, because mm-mm. when it happens, it just happens.
It happens. And it's a lot of times what you would least expect. I'll say that.
Exactly.
Because he's like, in so many ways, the opposite of what I would have thought.
Right.
You know, in the situation, I guess. Navy, you are right.
She's partying.
She's like,
over there.
I'm over here too, people.
Pay attention to me.
I know. So, and I always tell my friends that who are still single, I'm like, you know, it's funny. It'll be when you least expect it at mm-hmm. a random event or party or like somewhere, gas station. I mean, who knows? And all of a sudden you're like, what the heck?
You're
where
like,
did this come
it.
From?
Yeah.
I had no idea that it was going to be like this.
Don't you think though that the person being kind of opposite of you, it challenges you to grow? Like that's been my experience at least.
Yes.
It's been
absolutely.
Really good for me.
He's very calm, mm-hmm. cool and collected. Mm-hmm. And I'm high energy and just short fused.
Yeah.
In a sense. Like it doesn't take much for me to just lose it. And I think that's like the Gemini in me a little mm-hmm. bit. But he's good for me because he looks at me like, okay, are you done pitching your damn fit? Like, calm down. And it's
let's talk about
serious.
This rationally. Like,
yeah, you're right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, she's just one of those people that's like the least little thing. She kind of goes off on a rant, and I'm like,
right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is like a -2. Like, this
yeah,
is
right,
this is
right.
really not a big deal that
you're
you
right. I just stubbed my toe.
Really making it like, you know, we've had some like problems. This is not
yeah,
one.
Y'all have had some
you
real
I mean?
Problems. So
you have to put it into perspective, but it's good for me.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's sometimes I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. What does she bring to you, Jason?
No. Well, the thing I think with me is like, you know, I was always and still kind of am in a lot of ways, but really private. I was just mm-hmm. very private person and just, you know, I felt like I, you know, played shows and the things people saw. When I was in public or interviews or something, that was kind of their thing. And then when I was away from all that, my time was kind of my time.
Totally, you know? Yeah.
And it was just my way of kind of separating all that stuff and kind of cutting it off.
Mm-hmm. Too.
Yeah. So I was just kind of always like that. And, you know, with her, I think she's done really good at sort of showing me a different side of that, kind of helping me come out of that a little bit and be more willing to like share, you know, personal life stuff with people, whether it be on social media or just whatever. You know, her thing was like, man, you have like this great personality, but you don't really let people see it. You
yeah,
know,
you're
funny.
Kind of the mystery man. Yeah.
And, you know, and so I think for me, she was good in a sense of like, hey, you know, it'll be great for you to, for people to see this other side
right.
of you that they never get to see, that it's part of the reason that, you know,
I love
she
you.
Was attracted to
right.
me and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody gets to see that stuff. So that things like that, I think is where she's kind of helped me sort of come out of my shell a little bit as far as that goes and not be so protective of my personal life and personal time and things like that. Because, you know, it's just, it's weird because when you, you know, what, like for me, when my career hit all of a sudden, it was like, everything you did was under the microscope mm-hmm. and people, you know, judged everything you did and they wanted to know everything that was going on. And I was just never wired like that in the beginning, you know? And for me, it was like, this is what I do and I enjoy it. But when I'm done, you know, I kind of just I kind of shut all that stuff
off.
You just
wanted the music and not the rat.
It was kind of just a way for me to cut it off and sort of separate the two a little bit. And, you know, and she kind of helped to kind of open my eyes to the fact that people are, you know, really into, you know, a lot of people, whether some of them may be negative, but a lot of people for good reasons are just interested in, you know, in your personal life. And it kind of lets them see, like I said, a side of me that they probably didn't get a chance to see before. So I think that was good.
Don't you think it's a way to connect with people too? Cause even the stuff you guys have gone through is what a lot of people probably go through.
Surprised actually our situation that happened, obviously when we got together, so many people would write to me or come out of the woodworks and say, you know, I've been through something similar and nobody even knows. And it's such a struggle for me, or it was, or, you know, I've been through similar situations or whatever. And you would actually be shocked at how many people are just in internal battles and stuff with themselves and they don't even speak on it.
It was just for us, you know, I mean, and I remember saying this at one point, you know, I mean, stuff like that's, I mean, it's tough to go through anyway, but when you're going through it in the public eye,
I can't even imagine.
I mean, it's really tough at that point.
It's
you
funny.
Know?
It's like I challenge you to think about something that you've been through that's been a little bit, quote unquote, controversial in life, a little situation, and then intensify that times a million, and everyone know about it,
and with
then
their everybody opinion.
Have an opinion,
you know, and all of a sudden you're like, well, this sucks.
And how do you not get in your own head about all of that? Like, what am I doing? You know, really beat yourself up.
It's just that thing too of like, once something like that comes out, you know, and you know, it's like once a headline's out there, it doesn't matter what follows it for the next 10 days. Like once that initial thing that comes out is what people are going to remember.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, you can try and do damage control. And that's what I said earlier. Like, I didn't even try and put the flame out at that point. It was just like, it is what it is, and I'm not going to change anybody's opinion at this point.
How hard was that, though? Because
well, you know me for
that.
A long time.
Yes.
You know what I really wanted
to
say.
I know.
So for me to have to sit there and not just, you know,
fire
claws
back.
Come out and go crazy was really hard.
I cannot imagine.
But I also knew that it wasn't gonna change.
It actually only makes
anything.
It worse.
Right.
Yeah. Which I've had to learn too. It's
it
like
fuels
the
it.
Hardest.
It does fuel the fire. So you, I guess it's hard, but the best way to handle it is just not really speak on it. But then it's just hard to sit back and take it.
Of course.
As just, I mean, with anything.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just human nature. You know, it's like if somebody comes out and punches you in the nose, you
want to punch back.
You
want
to punch back. Yeah.
And
you want to defend.
So, and that's kind of where you want to go with it, really, me for sure. And and it's just, I just feel like with social media anymore, I mean, a lot of what you're dealing with on there is just, you're never going to win those battles anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay.
Leave it.
Half these people probably weren't fans of mine anyway. So I'm sitting here arguing with somebody that didn't like me to begin with. Like, who cares?
Right, know? Exactly. Yeah.
But, and honestly, no matter what you do, you can't change people's minds.
No.
In a lot of circumstances. I mean, we could do a million charity events and do all the things, and it's still going to say, well,
cheater.
I still don't like them.
Of course. That's what I was saying. For me, the best thing was, is y'all just living your life. And then it was like, oh, like, I get it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to bring back the carpool karaoke thing?
We were actually, as a matter of fact, we were filming some of it today on
no
the way,
way
in here. Yeah.
I was like, babe, just put it in the, because, you know, I would just set it up in the windshield. And initially he's like, oh, dear God, why do we have to do this? And then I edit it down and it's funny. And he's that's kind of cool.
We were filming a few things on the way in today.
Just get the kids in on it.
It's been a while. Haven't done it in forever. And she just happened to say it today.
So that's funny you said that. And it's funny because we like such different kinds of music. We're just so opposite in everything.
Well, right.
But then our banter, just things, you know.
The reactions are my favorite part. Like watching one of you react to the other.
I'm like, if you could be a fly on the wall in our house.
I can only imagine.
Actually, we have just got a nanny recently. And she the other day was like, I will say this about y'all. I am always entertained. She's like, there is never a dull
moment. You really
moment
do kind of need
house.
A reality
But that's
show.
The thing. Like, at our house, I mean, like, the banner that we have, like, when we're doing the karaoke, I mean, that's kind of how we are all the time.
Right.
Yeah. So it's pretty entertaining. And I think we just kind of entertain ourselves by doing it.
Right.
And then, like, when you get somebody else there, like the nanny, she's just like, she's never.
She's like, what's happening?
She's like, it's always usually boring at my jobs, but you guys are entertaining.
We talk a lot of crap to each other, too, so, which is funny, cause, and there's not really a filter, so.
Right.
I'm like, I hope you don't get offended easily, because we do say some things around here that's like really funny. And she's like, no.
Really funny and inappropriate.
And inappropriate. And, but that's what, that's how we are.
So when can we, when can we expect this next video?
I don't know. We need to, I don't know. Need to work on it.
We got to.
Well, I'm putting it out into the universe.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna do it.
All right. See,
the problem is usually she puts me in control of the songs. You know?
Oh, right.
That's what makes it funny though, because usually I don't agree with
you. Like,
this really?
Yeah.
This not my. He was playing Boyz II Men on the way over, which is my thing.
I mean, that's good.
Because you like
that.
See?
Yeah.
No, we should have a couple drinks and then do one.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
That would get really funny.
That'll be good. Don't give me wine.
Don't give me tequila. It's funny, man. I start drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a hard time remembering words of songs. So,
so it might not work
even
out.
Even to my own song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Even my shows and stuff, I'm always like, I try and keep it together until after the show, and then I kind of cut loose after the show. I get out there and drink too much before the show. I can't remember anything.
Even your own songs. That's even really funny. Also,
forget how to play them on guitar.
Years later, you're like, wait, what is this song?
Forget
again?
The words to Hicktown. I've been playing that song 15 years.
He had one too many tequila.
Oh my god.
Guilty.
Guilty. Okay. Well, so you also, I know you guys need to go, so I'm gonna wrap it up. But I want to tell everyone your Instagram's become like a full business for you. I feel like it's at Brittany Aldean.
Maybe.
Navy approves.
Yeah. It has. And it's shocking what you can do with social media.
It's insane,
yeah,
right?
It is. And I know you know that. I mean, gosh, and you know, the reason I love it for so many reasons, but it allows me to be home and travel with Jace.
Right.
And it makes it easy in that aspect. But also, the sky's kind of the limit. And I do know that eventually, one day, Instagram is going to be maybe no longer around, and there's going to be new platforms. And so I'm going to utilize this platform while I can, and, you know, maximize it. And, while it's still here and I'm able to, so, and I love it. And it just, I have such a following and some really cool, I guess you say fans out there. I know they're fans of Jason, and I guess by default they are of mine too. And it's just really, they've helped me create businesses, and it's been pretty neat and awesome.
Well, and like you said, I mean, the best part is that, you know, I travel so much.
Right.
So it frees her up to be able to, I mean, she can post pictures or do stuff she needs to do on the road with me.
You can do it from anywhere.
We can have the kids out there, and like, it's great for that. And then, you know, when she gets to kind of pick and choose the stuff she wants to, companies she wants to work with, and,
And now you have your own line?
Yeah, I have my own line, which is kind of taking a little bit of a backseat. I just started a line with Shoe Dazzle.
So fun.
And I am so excited about it because the shoes are phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling babe, I'm like so stoked about it. When they show up with these shoes, I get to help pick out and design and stuff. It's
200 pairs of shoes got delivered to our house.
Oh, dear God.
Within about a week and a half.
Now, is that not a dream?
I mean, literally, I can't think of anything better, but yeah. So you're a big part of the design process and picking out some fun. When will that be coming out?
It is currently. Actually, I launched my new November-December line today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's on Instagram, and the link's in the bio so people can shop
it.
But it's fun. It's just really cool. I just think that the social media, I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Well, of course.
You know, and
do we all.
Yes. Yeah, same. But as far as work goes and career aspects.
Hey. We are trying to conduct an interview over here.
Said, I don't really care. I just think it's really great for people being able to start their own businesses who wouldn't be able to maybe otherwise, or just make some. It makes it easy to stay home.
How important was that for you to have your own thing?
So important.
Really?
And as you know, when I first got with Jason, I was like, you know, I'm a workaholic. I really am. And I like to have my own.
See, people wouldn't know that about you.
No, I've always worked like 3 jobs.
Yeah.
And because I like to pay for my own things, I worked my way through college. I went out of state and paid $100,000 for college, and I did it, and I just paid off my student loans by myself.
Yeah, she wouldn't let me pay it off. But here's one thing I'll say too.
That.
When we first met, we would go to dinner, like whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, I would get up to go to the bathroom or something and come back, and she would have like already paid for our meal. Like, she was adamant about that stuff. Even
how
like
cool was that for you though? Because wouldn't most girls just be like, oh, I'm going on a date with Jason Aldean.
Well, it was cool, but it was kind of annoying too, because it's like, you know, it's like I took you to dinner because I want to buy you dinner.
Right. I understand.
Like, I can't even go to the bathroom like, and you're going to pay for, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person to say, hey, you know, can I borrow $20 to go?
Right.
That would be torture for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I refuse. And like, when it's Christmas time, I want to buy him something with my money, and I love to work, and I love to feel like I have my own. And I always say this, like, and he knows this, like, I want to be with you, but I don't need to be with you.
Yeah.
So don't ever think that like I'm here for the wrong reasons, because that is not the case. And so I have built my own separate deal, and it's so gratifying for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it helps for you to have your own sense of independence in the relationship too, because
absolutely.
I feel like when you depend on somebody financially,
it's such a weird dynamic.
Changes.
Yeah.
And you know, there's obviously circumstances with people who that's just how it has to be, and that's fine. But for me personally, I'm going to do what I can to make my own.
Yeah.
You know,
so. I love that about
yeah,
you.
Thanks.
Well, you guys can check it all out at Brittany Aldean, and obviously we have at Jason Aldean on Instagram, or you can go see a show or all the things. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Super
I didn't
awesome.
Even know I was going to be here. So I came to babysit, actually.
I was like, hey.
And then we just handed him
one in.
But, hey.
So was Navy.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the invite, Kennelly.
And do some more karaoke videos for us.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That is what I'm holding y'all to.
For you, we'll do it.
All right. Thank you guys for
all
listening.
All right. See ya.
This is Kelly Henderson, and you've been listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I truly believe that every one of us has a little velvet and a little edge. So it's so important to remember that to be strong, you must be soft too. Thank you so much for sharing in those stories with me. You can follow Velvet's Edge on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as velvetsedge.com. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me every Wednesday for more conversations on lifestyle, beauty, and relationships. Thanks for listening.